Don't move, just leave your guard on a good deal of honor too. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Greetings! Gene Rayburn here. Delighted you've dropped in on us, and I'd like to drop a few names your way. Bill Cullen, Louis Armstrong, Joe Gargiola, Petula Clark, Peter Nero. All to be heard from later in this half hour, but first, Marilyn May.
Well, everyone here, kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison. I'll be back in the bunch. I came up with a hunch. This was an up.
Of electronic beachcombing? Well, you will in just 1 minute when the grandmother, whose hobby it is, talks with Bill Cullen, brought to you on monitor by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and Alden Carpets.
Hello, this is Bill Cullen. Lime Mist, Chiffon Green, Brazilian Bronze, and Dresden Blue. These are just a few of the 11 strikingly contemporary colors available in Eldorado Carpet created by Alden Rug Mills. And there's a striking story behind Alden's new color scheme. It's the story of Antron Nylon, a new DuPont fiber. You see, Antron hides soil, and that makes colors stay more colorful and look new longer. Thanks to Antron and the skillful craftsmen of Alden, you can look into the bright rainbow of color that is Eldorado Carpet, and you won't see dirt. That's because Antron is chemically modified by DuPont to minimize soil reflection. The fact is that Alden has been able to craft carpets in colors you've never seen before. The reason? Well, these colors have never been practical before because of the dirt menace. So follow the rainbow to your local Alden dealer and ask to see Eldorado. Priced about $9.95 a square yard in soil-hiding Antron, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. My guest now is Mrs. Frank Schwitke, a charming lady who is both a grandmother and a beachcomber. Of the two, Miss Schwitke, which came first?
Grandmother.
For a much longer time, huh?
Yes, for 18 years.
And beachcombing how long?
Since July the 26th of this year.
I think I'd better explain now that Mrs. Schwitke is a different kind of beachcomber, at least from those you picture in the old Polynesian pictures. Mrs. Schwitke uses an electronic device that resembles, as I look at it, resembles very much a minesweeper. Now, is that true, Mrs. Schwitke?
That's true.
You listen for various signals?
Yes, I do.
Now, before we demonstrate your machine, I'll call it that because I don't know what it's called, how did you get involved in the hobby and practice of beachcombing, as it were?
Well, I should tell you that my husband brought me a fishing rod and boots, and I fished for a year and a half, and I just couldn't get interested in it.
Oh, I see. So the beachcombing, I mean, you could go with him to the beach and do something
yes,
that you enjoy like
that. That's right, because he's there, period.
Fishing whether you go along or not, right?
That's right.
A rather personal question, answer it any way you want. Has your beachcombing paid off?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, do you want to tell us to a general, an approximate extent?
Well, the coin master is paid for.
It is. And for the benefit of those of you who are interested, it looks a great deal like a mine detector. It has a long rod, and then you carry the heavy part. Is that right?
That's right.
How does it work?
Well, you tune it in like a radio dial.
I see. And then you wear earphones.
I wear an earphone.
And you walk along holding this above the sand.
About 2 inches above the sand.
And when you come over a coin that's buried in the sand,
yes,
what happens?
It gives a different sound for a quarter or a dime or a penny.
Now, Miss Schwartke, we've taken the liberty of rounding up just two metallic objects that we have around the table. One is a rather large-sized paper clip, and the other is a quite large metal water jug. Now, if you will hold it first over the paper clip, and we'll see what that sounds. Now, that's the sound of a paper clip. Now, would you move it over the large... Oh, boy. That really did. The time tunnel. That really took off. So that gives us an idea of different objects. Something big, you heard the high-pitched sort of almost squeal, and the small paper clip, not much of a, well, reaction at all. Well, I don't know. I imagine someone walking along a beach carrying something that looks much like a mine locator must draw a crowd. Do you have trouble along those lines, Mrs. Schwartke?
Well, I wouldn't call it trouble because I enjoy talking to people.
Uh-huh.
And mostly teenagers watching how it works, and they like to...
Mm-hmm.
When I dig it out, they like to scratch in the sand and find it.
So you do collect a little bit of a crowd. Well, we know you found money, coins, all descriptions of coins. What other objects, metal objects, have you found on the beach?
Well, I found quite a few medals. Mm. Also, I have about a dozen rings home, class rings, wedding rings, man's and woman's.
That's interesting. What of all the things you found, none coins, I mean, would you consider the most valuable?
I found a 14-carat gold ladies' wristwatch.
Very nice. Very nice.
Beautiful. And it runs.
After all that, it runs. Continued success to both you and your husband, and thanks for visiting with us. Our guest has been Mrs. Frank Schwartke, electronic beachcomber. Hey, let's look to the rainbow again for more about soil-hiding Antron carpets and exciting new colors from the craftsmen of Alden Rug Mills. Gingham Gold, Robin Red, Canton Moss, they're just three of the 11 strikingly contemporary colors that are made possible by Antron Nylon, DuPont's new carpet fiber with low soil reflection. And that means high color durability. See your Alden carpet dealer. El Dorado is waiting, but why should your home?
Bill Cullen has been brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Alden Carpets. And in case you didn't know, he can be heard weekdays on NBC Radio's Emphasis, as well as weekends here on the Monitor Beacon.
Darling, your eyes personify the epitome of perfection. Your beauty is truly an etching of the gods. And as we share cherished moments together, I shall drink Chateau Martin wine from your slipper.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
I dare say I do.
The next time you hand the girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Cold Duck Sparkling Wine. What is it? It's a beautiful blend of Chateau Martin New York State Champagne and Chateau Martin Sparkling Burgundy, made from selected grapes from the vineyards of New York's Finger Lakes. For that distinctive taste that says Chateau Martin. The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Cold Duck Sparkling Wine. And she'll love it.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Had any lately?
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Gene Rayburn once again. 17 minutes past the monitor hour. With our definition of an optimist, someone who, despite wars, riots, demonstrations, and sundry other calamities, can step up to a microphone and sing, "What a Wonderful World." In other words, here's Louis Armstrong with his very latest.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To a champion racehorse than good bloodlines, and you'll find out what the extra ingredient is in 1 minute from Joe Gargiola on Monitor Sports, brought to you by the Associates Finance Company. Here's Joe.
If you ever find yourself skating on thin ice financially, chances are the Associates can arrange a loan for you. The Associates make it a point to arrange your loan quickly and conveniently because they know that most money problems need to be solved right now, not a week from now. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. When you talk about the most underrated group of people in sports, it might not be a bad idea to think about a horse trainer. You hear a lot about the animal who runs the race, and you even hear a lot about the little men who sit on their backs while they're running. But what about the trainer? He's got to get the horse ready for a race where the purse is big, but so is the entry fee. He's got to pick the right jockey to ride the horse. And what's probably the toughest job of all, he has to explain to the owner why the horse didn't win. In just about any sport, injuries are part of the game. But a horse trainer lives with injuries more than anyone else in sports. In the first place, racehorses are big animals that move at top speed on very thin legs. In addition, the horse who's hurt or sick can't tell the trainer about it. One old trainer said years ago, "They can't tell me where they hurt, but they can't lie to me either." Despite all these problems, trainers seem to love their jobs. One who loves his job is Eddie Neloy, who once told me, "I'm not really interested in training jumping horses for two reasons. The first one is that I'm not sure I could do it, and the second is that I like what I'm doing now so much that I don't want to give up the time to learn something new." Eddie Neloy has been a man that other trainers have been shooting at the past couple of years. It's not that they don't like him, but he was the guy with the big horse, Buck Passer. In racing, as in any other sport, everybody wants to knock off the champion. Baseball managers look at the guy on top and say, "That pitcher won't last forever. We'll catch him one of these days." Football coaches sit in front of their television sets on New Year's Day and say, "We could be in that bowl game instead of them if it wasn't for that quarterback, but he'll be gone next year." A few weeks ago, the horse trainers started to figure that a little more of the purse money might start coming their way when Buck Passer was retired. The horse, only 4 years old, had trouble in his right front foot, and nobody could figure out exactly what it was. One thing was certain. The horse would have to retire. The other trainers realized that Buck Passer was a great ad for racing and that Eddie Neloy was a nice guy. But that's the way the cookie was crumbling. And even though it was tough on Eddie, well, that's racing. The only one who didn't feel sorry for Eddie was Eddie. His only comment, other than to boost Buck Passer, was, "I've got other horses." The next big purse was the $75,000 Frisette Stakes for two-year-olds. The winner was Queen of the Stage, and the time was a new track record. The trainer, Eddie Neloy. A week later, the $125,000 Champagne Stakes, also for two-year-olds. The winner was Vitriolic, who came from dead last at the three-quarter pole and won by two lengths. Trainer, who else? Good horses make good trainers just as good ballplayers make good managers. When you come up with a Buck Passer, luck plays a big part. But when you follow him with a couple of outstanding two-year-olds, you must be doing something right. And somebody else who's doing something right is Ogden Phipps. He hired Eddie Neloy. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for Dodge. America's first choice in compacts, Dodge Dart, is on display at your Dodge dealers right now. The 68 Dart features fresh new styling this year, plus the extra size and comfort that made it America's top-selling compact, new and used. You can order your new Dart in a wide range of models, including hardtops and convertibles. Add such options as V8 power, an automatic transmission, even air conditioning. See why Dart is America's number one compact. Visit your Dodge dealer today. It could be your turn for Dodge Fever.
The entertaining, informed comments on sports from Joe Garagiola are yours throughout the weekend when you listen to Monitor. More of the same weekdays, too, on NBC Radio. Now the special style of Petula Clark on Monitor in her newest Fancy Dancin' Man.
Fancy man, dancin' man, who'd you think you're putting on? Understand, fancy man, you're nothing when the music's gone. But as long as there's a beat to keep you
ever happened to you?
Oh, you just can't wait to get out of the city and into the wonderful, clean, fresh country. The picnic lunch is your girl's responsibility. Your job, get to her house on time. Okay, you both pile into the car. Picnic lunch, check. Thermos, check. Cigarettes, check. You're off. And you finally get there. You jump out of the car, take the cigarette out of your mouth. Oh, you grin. And you take that first big breath of sweet country air.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes? Ask your American Cancer Society.
History tells us that a Greek politician invented the first light bulb in 600 B.C. Unfortunately, he had nothing to plug it into, so they made him drink hemlock with a few other radicals. In 985 A.D., two successful experiments were completed with a bulbous electricus. However, the third was such a disaster that Europe was plunged into the Dark Ages. The Sylvania soft white light bulb was originally conceived by an obscure kite maker from Philadelphia. His mother-in-law, who owned 500 shares of Continental Candle, was afraid his invention just might catch on. So, she gave him a kite and told him to go out and play in a thunderstorm. The rest is history. Sylvania soft white light bulbs.
Major Nero with Neroing In, and we're zeroing in on a pause in our weekend progress here on Monitor, your traveling companion on NBC Coast to Coast in Bluefield, West Virginia. We're with you on WHIS. Gene Rayburn, with you again shortly.
This is Joe Garagiola. For a weekend look at what's new in the sports world, join me every Saturday and Sunday on Monitor on NBC Radio.
He's reached the top in everything, but his wife cannot love him. Vittorio Gassman and Anouk Aimée star in the New York television premiere of The Success, Sunday at 11:30.
Don't miss this absorbing and tragic drama, starring Vittorio Gassman and Anouk Aimée. Watch The Success on WNBC TV Channel 4 New York, Sunday at 11:30. 58 degrees and partly cloudy in the metropolitan area. The Conversation Station, WNBC New York.
In the world of art, the painting of nudes is a commonplace thing, but at a studio in New York, something new is developed. Nudes are painted there, but it works this way. For $20 an hour, the artist gets a set of brushes, poster paints, and a live model to paint on. While you would-be Picassos and Gauguins mull that over, Bert Camford plays You Are My Sunshine on Monitor. Next on Monitor, The Last Waltz by Engelbert Humperdinck, not to be confused with the Engelbert Humperdinck who wrote the opera Hansel und Gretel back in 1893.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy. And the orchestra plays.
What ho there, Gene Rayburn here with Monitor 67 on October 21st, the first day of International Whale Watching Week. And we've just been informed that our lookout has sighted a large object off the starboard quarter. But it can't be a whale. It wears a double-breasted vest, sports a beard, and plays piano. Oh, why, it's Skitch Henderson with his newest, Strangers. Ice bag is needed in an emergency. Fill a shower cap with ice cubes and tie the opening securely with a piece of string. Now here's another tip. When the editors of Better Homes and Gardens magazine design a kitchen for their own use, as they did recently, you'd expect it to be some kitchen, and that's just what it is. There's a preview of this dream kitchen in the November issue. Designed for family living, it's used as a test kitchen by Better Homes and Gardens home economists. It's full of ingenious new ideas you can adapt to your kitchen. For instance, a mixed bake center with everything in easy reach. A supermarket of recessed shelves. New ways to use deep drawers for hard-to-store items like racks and baking dishes. Don't miss a beautiful kitchen in every way in November Better Homes and Gardens. Now, also in this issue, desserts, hot drinks, even breads made with chocolate. And ideas you can use to enlarge your home by using the floor plans and pictures from an article called Seven Subdivision Homes and How They Grew. Read these and other family interest articles in November, Better Homes and Gardens, on sale now. Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components. In 1 minute, from Garrick Utley, NBC News Berlin, a report on the spy networks in West Germany.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
I tried very hard to remember that name, Mother, but I have a terrible memory.
Eat fish, dear. It's brain food.
They make these marvelous stereo consoles all with hand-rubbed finishes.
You could eat peanuts. Now, elephants never forget.
Every model has a certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association, and nobody has a more dependable record changer.
Now, kumquats are reputed
such that... terrific values, and I couldn't remember what to ask for.
Or self-hypnosis.
That's what worked.
You're kidding. Come on, remember it for me.
VM, the voice of music.
You're cured.
Now, the only problem is I can't seem to remember your name, Mother.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, here is Garrick Utley, NBC News, Berlin.
The trouble with spies is that they never look like spies, or at least the way you think spies should look. This was made clear again last week with the disclosure that an important Soviet espionage ring in Bonn had been broken. Among the four persons arrested were Leonore and Heinz Zutterli. She, a secretary in the West German Foreign Ministry, he, a photographer. Her real work, though, was to take top-secret files home at lunchtime for her husband to photograph. Their boss was a Soviet lieutenant colonel in East Germany who defected to the West and told the Americans what his former employees were up to. Until they were arrested, Leonore and Heinz Zutterlin were just typical, quiet residents of Bonn. In fact, so typical that no one noticed them. Their very unobtrusiveness, however, made them valuable members of the army of spies that has turned West Germany into the main battleground of the espionage war. No one knows for certain how many spies are at work in West Germany, although there have been unofficial estimates of as many as 6,000. There are certainly more than in any other country. The reason is that West Germany has been the front line of the Cold War for over two decades, with hundreds of thousands of NATO troops stationed in it. Three quarters of all spying in West Germany is made by East German espionage organizations, who train their agents well and send them into the West well-equipped with the latest tools of the spy trade. Some of the more ingenious ones include a camera hidden in a portable chessboard and another camera shaped as a pack of cigarettes. Needless to say, counter-espionage activity is intensive in West Germany. Scarcely a week passes without some spy being arrested. And last year, 113 communist spies were convicted. The rate for this year seems just as high. In the last 2 months, five East German and one Soviet spy ring have been uncovered. The agents will be duly tried and probably convicted to prison sentences. One who won't, however, is Leonora Zutterli. The Bonn secretary, who married a Soviet agent and then worked for him, committed suicide in her jail cell. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Berlin.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad was brought to you also by Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
This is Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house. Well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally. And between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Move monitor themes with Buddy Rich leading the way.
Hello, Gladys. Gladys, something wild just happened. But he's never done that. No, the same old house cold, the usual breakfast. My toothpaste? Well, I've changed to Ultra Bright, of course, that's it. Ultra Bright. It works. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal, and that's Ultra Bright.
Gladys, after Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Okay, now that you know how to have a beautiful smile, smile. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, Brad. This is Lee.
Yes, my boy. I can see.
Let's discuss.
Without fuss.
The way we handle
calls for Crandall.
And for Leonard.
Splendid.
I mean.
Oh, no.
I mean.
How so?
On the phone. I insult you.
My dear boy. And the result?
Hey, call again.
Good grief. When?
Every day.
You don't say. Now, I'm nice.
No advice?
Oh, I'm nice.
That's twice.
On the phone, I'm polite.
My good man. Is that right?
Well, they keep calling.
How appalling.
Every day.
What a way.
It seems clear to me.
We don't quite agree.
Ah, but I know.
On your show.
The caller's all clever.
Only Leonard's glamour.
And Brad Crandall's wise, winning ways.
Listen to us on WNBC.
And call us at Plaza 78866.
Weekdays from 1 till 4.
Weeknights from 9 till midnight.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and at 13 minutes before the monitor hour, Vic Dana makes our enjoyable and relaxing weekend living even more livable with a lifetime loving you.
You just happened yesterday, yet it seems you came my way before. Darling, I swear I felt your lips on mine at least 1,000 times or more. Darling, we walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams. And now it's all coming true. I've got you, girl, no wonder it seems. I've spent a lifetime loving you. I've spent a lifetime loving you. Oh, didn't you know? Now you may not remember me, but we had always planned to be like this. Doesn't it seem so familiar when I take you in my arms and then we kiss? Darling, we walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams. Oh, now it's all coming true. I've got you, girl, no wonder it seems. I've spent a lifetime loving you.
Excedrin headache number 48. The broken TV.
Turn on the set. It's time for the bum, 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 bum. My favorite team. What a game. What a series. Yeah. Turn it on, dear.
It's on.
Well, there's no picture on the set, dear.
Whatever you see is what you're going to see. That's a cheap set. It fell right off the table yesterday when I was dusting.
This set... Now, wait a minute. Now you tell me at 1 minute or two, you tell me that this set just fell off the table while you were dusting. How can a 600-pound floor model with a built-in stereo radio fall on the floor? What were you dusting with, a bulldozer?
Oh, you've got a headache.
I've got an Excedrin headache.
Oh.
A double-header Excedrin headache. What's that?
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you want Excedrin strength. tablet for tablet, 50% stronger than aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin relief.
If the day went and I don't know it, I'm open the window. Maybe I can see the ballpark from here.
What is one of the most cherished dreams that many people have? Well, you'd have to list near the top. Becoming a millionaire overnight. And for young Charlie Belcher, a $4-a-day waiter in Clearwater, Florida, that dream came true 2 days ago. Actually, the transition was more than overnight in the making, but let's hear about it from Charlie himself as he talked with reporter Joe O'Grady.
Charlie, how did this magnificent good fortune come about?
Through a lawsuit that we've had pending in federal court for about 4 years.
Can you tell me the circumstances behind it?
My father left me shares in a lumber company in Alabama, and they've been held in trust since my father died in 1959. And we finally ended up in court trying to get business matters straightened out as to the partnership, as to my shares, as to my rights in the company. And after a long hassle of 66 days, we did it. For 4 years, really.
Well, now, what is your share of this company that your father left you?
Approximately one-fifth.
Which amounts to, if you can put it in dollars?
The figure they've given so far is $3 million, which is just unbelievable there, really. It's a shock.
Charlie, what has been the general reaction of people when they find out that you're not just a waiter anymore, you're a millionaire waiter?
I don't think they really believe it. I think after today they probably will, but I just don't think they ever really believe it.
Have you found any people reacting differently toward you than they did before?
Not yet. The people I work with and all, it's been congratulations and things like that, and then they're asking me when I'm going to get married and who I'm going to marry and how about a loan. Most of them have just kidded about it, and it's been just great. I mean, they've congratulated me and everything else, and it's just been great on that.
I understand your employers told you to take the day off.
Yes. To get away from the telephone at the restaurant, at the garden seat.
Charles, at the time of your father's death, I understand that you were required to pay inheritance tax on this money, even though it was yet not in your hands. How did that come about, and how much money was involved?
It was in the figure of $90,000 to be paid on the shares, and this is something I don't quite understand now, but they take the entire book value or the value at the time, and they figure out your inheritance tax on it, and this has to be paid first. It's usually in the case of the inheritance being cash, but in this case it was the inheritance being shares.
And so, you had to come up with the cash?
Yes.
How does a waiter come up with $90,000?
We pledged the income of the trust for 5 years, plus using my father's life insurance.
Well, if you've been waiting all these years for some action, I'm sure that it seemed at times that it would never occur. But now that it has, can you reveal some of the dreams that you've had about using this money?
I think I've possibly had 10,000 different ideas of how to use it, and it's summed down to the fact of a trust to take care of my mother, and a home, going back to school, if I can get in, and...
Why not buy the school?
That's unbelievable.
Joe O'Grady, NBC Monitor.
Well, Charlie Belcher may be money rich in a big way, something very few of us can hope for, but at least can anticipate being, or rather having... Coffee rich.
John Bickerson. Mm. Get your head out of that paper and eat your breakfast. Your orange juice is getting cold.
I hate hot orange juice. What'd you do to this coffee, Blanche?
What's wrong with it?
You forgot to make it bitter like you always do.
I didn't forget anything. I put coffee rich in it.
What's that?
It's a new non-dairy liquid creamer. It takes the bitterness out of coffee.
Coffee rich, huh? Sounds expensive.
It doesn't cost nearly as much as cream, and it stays fresh in the refrigerator for 3 weeks. So, no waste.
No waste.
You don't just use it in coffee. Coffee Rich is marvelous on cereal, too, and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, wouldn't hurt you to get rid of that spare tire around your waist.
That's not a spare tire, it's just my posture.
Well, you can stand a few inches off your posture. Coffee Rich has fewer calories per ounce than cream.
Just stop babbling and pour me another cup of that Coffee Rich.
You want to drink it plain?
Well, can it hurt me?
Of course not.
Well, then why should I spoil it with your coffee?
That's Don Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons for Coffee Rich, the leading non-dairy liquid creamer. Try Coffee Rich. You'll find it in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Ring-a-ding, here's a monitor tip for the home gardener. If you've got a garden hose that leaks in several places, don't throw it away just because the season is ending. Save it for those hot, dry days next summer when you can plug up the end, you pierce it in several new places, and then you have an excellent lawn sprinkler. Now, here's another tip. If you think there's a lot of work to keeping a well-kept lawn in summertime, wait till you tackle the job now that fall is here. Still plenty of grass to cut, but when you've cut it, you're only half through. Then you got to rake the leaves. Twice as much work, right? Wrong. With a new quick and quiet Lawn Boy Power Mower, you can vacuum your lawn while you cut it. Vacuum it like your carpet. Lawn Boy's got a king-size leaf bag that swoops up the leaves and stores them. A second time around won't be necessary. So leaf it up with a new Lawn Boy. Just a push on the primer button, one easy tug on the starter cord, you're off to a flying start and a quick finish. When it comes to quiet, Lawn Boy's got an extra large muffler hidden under the mower housing, muffles engine noise down into the grass. See the new 1968 Lawn Boy line at your dealers. Everything from an 18-inch economy model to a big 30-inch rider. Now, one's just right for you, so you try the Power Mower that vacuums while it cuts. Lawn Boy. And you can forget about that second time around. Casino Royale, played by Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass, and everybody's a winner. Everybody also is urged to stay for the latest NBC Monitor news on the hour, just moments away. Gene Rayburn.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned, for sponsor news, the sports and views now from everywhere.
If you've ever thought about going to Scandinavia but haven't because you think it's too far away and too expensive, Scandinavian Airlines has some news for you. Scandinavia is not that far away, and it's not that expensive. In fact, you can get a 3-week tour of the Scandinavian capitals for only $380. That includes sightseeing, rooms, and airfare. If you'd rather spend 2 weeks in Scandinavia, take an SAS tour of Copenhagen, Stockholm, and Oslo for only $350, sightseeing, rooms, and airfare included. And if you want even more for your money, there's the 3-week tour of Scandinavia that includes a rented Volkswagen with unlimited mileage for $338. The low price for the Volkswagen tour is based on double occupancy in the hotels and in the car. All tour prices are based on group fares of 15 people or more, but don't think you have to gather up a group. It's all done for you. If you'd like more information on any of these low-budget tours, call your travel agent or Scandinavian Airlines at 657-7700. The Conversation Station,
WNBC, New York.